The text tonight can be found in the verse 23 of Numbers 32. Moses said, "And be sure your sin will find you out. And be sure your sin will find you out." The great discovery. Before us is one of the most solemn texts in the entire Bible. It is, of course, about sin. We're speaking tonight in relation to mankind. And a very, very solemn lesson, and a very simple lesson. Be sure your sin will find you out. Now, the context and the reason Moses said these words was this. Two tribes, Reuben and Gad, approached Moses, and they requested that their tribes would not go over into the promised land. They said, in a sense, we want to remain in the land of Gazer and Gilead, and we want to set up our homes in this land. We don't want to go into the promised land and to dwell there. Now, when Moses heard this, Moses wasn't pleased. He thought these men were, in a sense, going to chicken out of the war and of the fight. He was not pleased that they were not willing to unite themselves, as he thought, with the rest of the tribes and go into the promised land and to destroy the enemies and to take the land from them. Moses wasn't pleased what he heard. He reminded them what happened in Kadesh Barnea when the spies came back with the evil report. And they says, "Well, we cannot take the land. There are giants in the land. The walls are raised up onto the heavens. They're too strong for us." And he reminds them how God judged them, how they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. But Moses, in a sense, had got it wrong about these men. They were willing to go, but not to live, but to fight. And there says to him there in the verse 16, "We will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones, and we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them onto their place." In verse 18, "We will not return onto our houses until they get their inheritance." And so they're saying to Moses, "Listen, we will build houses in this place. We will go and we will fight. And we will not return, Moses, onto these homes and into this land until all of the children of Israel have their inheritance. We will go and fight. We're with you in this battle. We'll go and we will, by God's help, consume the enemies. And then we'll come back and we'll live in this land." That was a different story altogether in the ears of Moses. These people... request had been misrepresented to his mind. And so it is in this context that Moses says to these people, he says, "If you will do this thing, and if you go armed before the Lord, and you go over this Jordan, and you help all the people get their land." But he said this, "But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." He says, "If you don't do it, be sure of this. Your sin will find you out." That is, dear friends, the historical context of this verse. "If you don't go," said Moses, "if you don't leave your children, your wives and homes in this land, if you don't go over the Jordan to fight, be sure of this," he said, "your sin will find you out." And I can say to everyone in this meeting tonight, especially those who's not saved, we can take these words that Moses spoke to these two tribes and apply them to everyone who's unsaved in this meeting. I know tonight I can take this text and apply it to everyone who's unsaved in Northern Ireland. Even friends right across the world. For those who's living in sin, I want you to learn tonight from God's word. Be sure your sin will find you out. That's the message. That's the message Moses had for these tribes. Friend, the message never changes. You're not saved in this meeting tonight. You know nothing about the cleansing blood of Christ. You know nothing about, well, the grace of God in your heart. Living in sin. Committing sin against the Lord. Be sure your sin will find you out. The great discovery is coming your way. Be sure your sin, friends, will find you out. And I want to speak three things about this great discovery for sinners. I want to speak, first of all, about the promise of this discovery. Now, I want to say, this is a promise of God concerning all sin. This is God's word. Now, I know you said to me tonight, Noel, well, Moses spoke these words. And so he did, because it says here, Moses said these things. But I want you to learn tonight, these were not Moses' words. These were God's. Because in Deuteronomy 34 and verse 10, it said of Moses and his ministry, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Moses was a man of God. And Moses was one who knew God face to face. And therefore, with Moses being a prophet of the Lord, and when Moses spoke, he was speaking God's word. And Moses said to these people, be sure your sin will find you out. This was the promise from God. This was God's word. This was God's warning to this people. If you don't do what you have said you'll do, be sure your sin will find you out. The promise of this discovery to the unsaved in this meeting, be sure your sin will find you out. This promise is reliable. God's promises always come through. You can go through the Bible and you can read and note the promises of the Lord. And what God says, He will surely perform. If you look at the words, it said, be sure. God says, be sure about this thing. This is something we can depend upon. This is God's promise, you see. And God is saying, well, be sure your sin will find you out. And here's a promise that is reliable. God is saying here, without fail, your sin will find you out. Be sure of it. Be sure of it. People never think of this promise in relation to their sin. The Lord has promised that man's sin eventually, a woman's sin eventually, will catch up with them. It will catch up with them, friends. Coming after them, day after day. And one day God says, be sure your sin will find you out. This is a reliable promise. Be sure, says God. And one day your sin will catch up with you. Maybe there are people here tonight not saved. And you've committed many, many sins. Maybe there are sins you've forgotten about. But God is not. With all my heart, I said to you tonight, be sure your sin will find you out. God says that to you. Your sin will find you. It's a reliable promise. This promise is repeated. There are not other times in the scriptures where the Lord says the same things in principle. I can take you tonight to Job, that man of God, that man who loved righteousness, that man who had a great trial of his faith, and yet he tells us in Job 20 and verse 27, speaking about the wicked man, the heavens shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. And he tells us here something's going to happen to the unsaved. He says, well, the heavens shall reveal his iniquity. That's the same lesson. The heavens are going to reveal it. And it's going to show what his sin. His sin will find him out. That's what he said. I can think of Solomon in Proverbs 26 and verse 26. Now he's speaking here about the talebearer. And he says, whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. That's the same thing. Job said, the heavens is going to reveal it. And here is Solomon, and he says, well, before the whole congregation, they're going to see his wickedness. It shall all be brought out. I think of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's the same lesson. Be sure your sin will find you out, says Paul. Whatever you sow, you live your life in sin. This life that God has given you, you live it in sin. Whatever you sow, you'll reap, you see. You see, the promise is repeated. Even dear friends, by Christ. In Luke 12 and verse 2, he says, "For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." What do unsaved people do? Well, they hide their sin. What do they do? Well, they cover their sin. And they don't want anybody to see it. They don't want their family members to see it, or perhaps their friends to see it. And yet the Lord Jesus says, "There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." What's he really saying? Be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. The promise is repeated throughout the Bible. And Moses is saying this, and Job is saying this, dear friends. And the Apostle Paul is saying this, and Solomon is saying the same message. And the Lord Jesus Christ is repeating the same thing, perhaps in different words, but in principle the same thing. Be sure your sin will find you out. Wherever you look in the Bible, be sure of it. And I want to say to you tonight, pay heed to the repeated words of God. Be sure your sin will find you out. How are you saying, "I'm covering it"? You may be covering it. Are you saying tonight, "I have really hid my sin. I have hid it as far away down in the depths of the sea tonight"? That may be so. But one day it'll be revealed. One day it'll be uncovered, friends. One day it will be shown. That's the teaching of the Bible. Be sure your sin will find you out. The promise is repeated throughout the Bible. This promise is restraint. Yes, the Lord says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Well, at times, he is no hurry to carry out the execution of this promise. God's in no hurry. God says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." But you know, the Lord's in no hurry to carry this out. Though he said it will be done. Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11, it says, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." And here's what Solomon said. There are people, and their sin, and said, "Well, it must be all right. I haven't been caught. And well, the wrath of God hasn't fallen upon me." And they say, "Well, everything's all right. I can do it again." And they do it again. And then they go and do it again and again and again. And dear friends, this promise, it is restraint. It is not executed speedily. Therefore they go on and on and on in their evil. But be sure of this. Your sin will find you out. It will catch up, friends, with you. Our God is a God of great patience. God is one who's long-suffering. And he looks down in this world and he sees people sinning day after day after day, and week after week after week, and year after year. And he could cut them off, dear friends, in a moment. But he doesn't. But the promise is still there. Be sure your sins will find you out. It was Matthew Henry who said, "Sinners herein deceive themselves, for though the sentence be not executed speedily, it will be executed the more severely at last. Vengeance cometh slowly, but it comes surely." You think of that phrase, friends. Vengeance of God cometh slowly, but it comes surely. The promise of the great discovery, dear friends. It may be restrained. And I can take you through the Bible tonight. And I can show you examples from the Word of God of people who sinned. And yet it was years after that when their sin was found out. I think of that in relation to Joseph's brother who sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Oh, they sent Joseph down, well, into the land of Egypt. And they told lies to their father. and they dipped his coat in the blood of a lamb. And Elijah says, well, he's been devoured by some beast. But remember the text. Be sure your sin will find you out. They reckon it was 22 years when the brethren had to go to Egypt for food. We know the story how God preserved Joseph, was with Joseph. Yes, he was in prison, brought him into the palace, made him ruler of the land, and there one day, friend, he looked, and there were men from the land of Canaan stooping for him. And who were they? Well, they were his brethren. They were the ones, dear friends, who had sinned against him, who had hated him, who had rejected him about 20 years before this. Be sure your son will find you out. And there they stood. You see, this promise may be restrained, but friends, it comes to pass. The other day I saw it in the paper, about a week or so ago, about a man called the Reverend David Smith from England. 30 years ago, he had abused boys. 30 years. 30 years ago, he had covered his sin, his shame, dear friends. Remember the text? Be sure your son will find you out. 30 years on, he's caught, and tonight he's in jail. You see, the promise is there. Oh, we can deny it. The devil says, no, go on in your sin. You'll be all right. Hide your sin. Cover your sin. That's what he says to the unsaved. Just go on the way you are. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's not going to be all right. The promise may be restraint, but be sure your sin will find you out. Like a great detective, your sin is hunting you. And it will finally find you, friends. The promise of this discovery. Be sure your sin will find you out. And I say that to everyone in the meeting tonight. To the older people, to the young people. Take the word of God to heart tonight. Be sure your sin will find you out. That's the promise of this discovery. Then I want to look at the places of this discovery. Be sure your sin will find you out. Well, they find them out in different places. Sin can find a person out in their health. How often we see it. A person, well, who lives in sin. And they fall into ill health. Because their sin has found them out. Think of that in relation to smoking. Smoking is one of the greatest killers in the world today. They say there's about 120,000 smokers in the UK die every year. That's over 2,000 a week. Around 300 people a day die because of smoking. And what has happened? Well, people are found out in their health. They're abusing their body. They're living a lifestyle that is not right, that is not God honoring or God glorifying. They're taking the life that God is living as well. I'll live whatever way I like. It may be smoking. It may be living an immoral lifestyle. That's why many dear friends receive AIDS. There are people tonight dying because of drugs, and their whole body is wretched. Falling into great health, ill health. Why? Their sin has found them out. Think of those who drink. Oh, dear friends, as it says there in Proverbs, about the one who is the drunkard, one who drinks, who hath woe, who has sorrow, who has contentions, who has babbling, who has wounds, who hath cause, who hath redness of eyes. Do you ever see a man who's at the drink, the redness of eyes? He's abusing his body. He's destroying his liver. He's destroying, dear friends, his whole health. And there are times there are many people, their sin discovers them and finds them out in their health because of drink. Indeed, a medical report today would tell us, if drinking goes on the way it's going at the moment, there's going to be a great medical crisis in the years to come because people are abusing themselves. Oh, yes, they fail to listen. They don't listen to the warnings. Not only from medical teams, but from the Word of God. Be sure your sin will find you out in your health. If anyone here is doing the things I named, drugs, drink, smoking, be sure your sin will find you out. It can find you out, friends, in those things. It can find you out not only in your health, but in your home. Sin can catch up with a person in their own house, you see. The results of their sin may come home to roost with them. And a good example of that, dear friends, in 2 Samuel chapter about David, when David committed adultery with Bathsheba. How he took this other man's wife. Then, dear friends, in all of his deceit, Uriah was sent out to the front line of the battle. And this woman's husband then was put to death. And David thought, well, nobody will know about my sin. But that's where he was wrong. Because it says in 2 Samuel 12 and verse 27, but the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. God saw. And God saw, dear friends, what he did. And the Lord sent unto him Nathan. And Nathan told him a parable about the little lamb. And Nathan looked at David and he says, thou art the man. Thou art the man. And the child that they're going to have will surely die. And you can read that passage. The child that David had, dear friends, had died, you see. And what was really happening was this. The sin found him out in his home. And the wee child that did no wrong and was born into this world had died, friends. Be sure his sin find him out in his home. In this case of David. I heard the Reverend Douglas tell an illustration to illustrate that. And I was really touched by it. He said there was a man one time, he rushed to a car accident. And he went down to this car that was wrecked. And inside the car was his daughter, lying dead with a group of young other people. And there were beer cans all over the vehicle. And the father, he stood at that car and he looked in and saw his daughter dead and her friends, and he knew them, and he saw the drink and the booze in the car. He went mad by the side of a road. And he says, who has given my daughter this drink? And he was going mad, and the people around him and the police, well, they were trying to calm him down. Who gave them this drink, he said. I've lost my daughter, she's dead. And they got him settled down. And friends, he went home. And he paced the floor back and forward. My daughter is dead. My daughter is dead. She was drinking. Who sold her the drink? And he saw a letter, a note on the fridge door. And he lifted it and he read it, and he read something like this. Daddy, we could not get any drink today, so we took some of yours. I hope you do not mind. Where did she get it, friends? She got it from her daddy. She got it from the home, you see. I hope she says, Daddy, you don't mind. Be sure your sin will find you out. It can find you out, friends, in your home, you see. There's young ones follow the steps of their father and mother who live in sin and in booze and in drunkenness. And they watch them and they hear their language and they see their lifestyles. And they say, well, I'm going the way of my father. I'll go the way of the booze. I'll go the way of the world. I'll go the way, dear friends, of sin. And sin can find them out. In their home, I said, it's Dwight D.L. Moody. He was preaching one time from the Word of God, and in that meeting there's a man arose and he says, I do not believe a single word in that collection of old wives' tales you call the Bible. Oh, the meeting was disrupted. The man goes up and says, well, I don't believe a word that you're saying. Well, Moody looked at him and he said to him, I'll give you one verse. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If a man sows wheat, he does not reap potatoes or peanuts. Take the saloon keeper, for example. He sows drunkards. He will reap drunkards. Recorded that the man who stood up sat down, but he didn't know him. But he didn't know this. The man was a saloon keeper. The man did sell booze. And all his children, both sons and daughters, were drunkards. His sin had found him out in his home. Oh, friends, the places where sin can find us out, it can wreck homes, you see. And all over the town of Kikin, there are homes tonight, and it's wrecked because of sin. And there are people tonight in ill health tonight, all because of their sin. Be sure your sin will find you out. That's what God said. These are the places that can find you out. They can find you out in the hereafter. And I want to look at that in three areas, friends. Life, death. That's part of the hereafter. We're all, dear friends, going to die. And listen, the wages of sin is what? Death. There are people tonight who forget about God, rebel against God, reject the law of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, there's wages to be paid for that. There is a wage to be paid for, dear friends, sin. The wages of sin is death. And there are people who will find that this promise will come through on their deathbed. When they come to die, when they come to leave this scene of time, be sure your sin will find you out. Even friends at death. Many will say, I've played the fool. And a verdict seated me. You can read about the deathbed of the unrepentant, the unsaved. Some have suffered terribly when their sin has found them out, friends. And if you're not saved, your sin will find you out, friends. It will find you out at death. It will find a person out at judgment. And I want to say tonight that a person can go throughout their life and they can cover their sin very successfully. They can hide it. There are people tonight, and you know, they're secret drunkards and secret drinkers, and they can go and they can hide these things and other sins that they commit. They can hide of all these things, but I want to say this. The truth of this text will come through to them in judgment. In 1 Timothy 5 and verse 24, it says, some men's sins are open beforehand, and we can see that. We can see people, well, that's a wicked woman or a wicked man or living that lifestyle or that lifestyle. We can see it clearly how they live. They don't try to hide it. But here's what it says. And some men they follow after. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going to judgment, before the judgment. And some men they follow after. In other words, they hid their sin, in a sense, to them, successfully throughout their life. And they've lived their whole life, they've covered it, they've hid their sins. But oh, friends, when they come to the judgment, their sins follow after them. And their sins will find them out at the judgment seat. In Revelation 20 and verse 12, it says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. What's in those books? Unsaved, your name and your sins. Your sin will find you out. Aye, things you forgot about. Things that you have covered. Sins that you have hid from others. It says in this day of judgment, and the books were opened. And people standing before God at the judgment seat will find the truth of this text. Be sure your sin will find you out. Every sin they've committed, God has it in the books. Every transgression that they have committed against the Lord, it's all in the books. And their sin will find them out in judgment. Can you picture yourself if you're not saved tonight? Can you picture yourself, friends, going through life, dying, going to the judgment? And all your sins will find you out. They follow after. You cannot get away by yourself from your sin. Oh, friends, you can hide, you can run. But you cannot get away from this discovery. Sin will finally catch up with you. At the judgment for many people. And then there's hell. It talks in Luke 16 about the man dying and he lost his soul and ended up in hell. And listen, that's the end of sin. That's the end of it.
He says, well, I am what tormented in this flame. That is, dear friends, the conclusion of all sin when it finally catches up with people. When they're cast out of the presence of the Lord. Lost forevermore. That's the end of it.
Their sin will finally find them out. And they'll lose their soul. And maybe, dear unsaved person, you're at the commencement of your sin. Maybe, in a sense, you're starting off on a wicked pathway in this world of sin. But remember this. This is the end of it. This is the conclusion of your lifestyle that you're choosing, that you seek to live in this world and rejecting Christ. You'll end up, dear friends, lost in hell for all eternity, and be sure your sin will find you out. And the lesson's very clear. Your sin will find you out. You can run today from your sin. You can cover your sin. You can hide your sin. But be sure of your sin. It'll find you out, friends. In this life, maybe health, and death at the judgment, and in hell for all eternity. Be sure your sin will find you out. Friends, let the text burn into your heart tonight. Your sin will discover you someday. Will be discovered today. The places of this discovery. But can I say lastly and quickly, the postponement of this discovery. Oh, what a solemn lesson we have learned. Your sin will find you out. It will catch up with you. The lies, the deceit, the crimes, the sin that you have committed will finally catch up with you, friends, if you continue as you continue. And you'll be lost. There's a place where sin will never find you. And that's the gospel message. That's the message of the gospel, friends. There is a place where your sin will never find you. And I'll tell you tonight where that'll be. And there's only one place. And that's Christ. Your sin will never find you in Christ. Because we've been singing tonight about Him, the Redeemer. We've been singing tonight about His blood and about His death. He came to die upon the cross in His love and to shed His blood to wash away our sin. And the Bible says, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. He cleanses us from all sin. His blood takes away our sin. And friends, that's the place where your sin will never find you. It's the blood of Christ, you see. And that's the teaching of the Bible. If one will only turn from their sins and turn away from their wicked lifestyle and turn away from that which is wrong and come and repent from their sin and fall down at the feet of Christ and say, Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, wash me. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Dear friends, He'll cleanse you. He'll take away all your sins. All of your sins will go onto the crimson floor. In Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. But blessed, happy is that person whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Notice, covered. Covered by the blood. Covered by the grace. Covered by the mercy of God. Happy is that person whose sin is covered. And once the sin is put onto the blood, it can never be recovered. Now the Lord says in Hebrews 8 verse 12, but I will be merciful to the unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. I will remember no more. God forgives and He forgets. Do you think of that? The one who's led a wicked life, a sinful life, whose heart's not right with God. And the Lord says, if you come and you trust my Son, and if you take my Son to be your Savior, I'll wash you whiter than the snow, and all your sins, I will remember them no more, every one of them. You see, friends, there's a place where your sin will never find you. That's the blood of Christ. No one else can save you. No one else can take away, dear friends, your sin. You can go to church. You can clean up your life. You can say your prayers.
You can read your Bible,
but you need the blood of Christ by faith to cleanse you. You need to find Christ. And when you find Christ, He cleanseth me, we were singing. He cleanseth me. And every sin is gone under the blood cleanse. Here is the postponement of this discovery. And I want to say in closing tonight to anyone who's not saved, be sure your sin will find you out. Maybe you say, well, I'm a young person, and not find me out for 50, 60 years. You could be very mistaken. They could find you out tonight. They could find you out, dear friends, tomorrow. There may be people in this meeting tonight may not be here next week. You've got to turn to Christ. You've got to trust Him. And you've got to come tonight. Oh, can I say to you, heed the warning before your sin will find you out. Come unto me, says the Lord Jesus Christ, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The Lord will save you. The Lord Jesus will cleanse you. The Lord Jesus will cover your sin tonight. But you've got to come to Him. Are you willing to leave the world tonight? Are you willing to leave your sin that will destroy you? Are you willing perhaps to leave, say tonight, Noel, my sinful companions? Are you willing to come to Christ? If you come, He'll save you. And your sin will never find you out. Remember? And the books were opened. And they're all saying, that's your sin. And you have no excuse. And you'll be lost. But you come to Christ, He will save you. He will cleanse you. And He'll give you everlasting life. May God give you the grace tonight to come and trust Him. If the Lord has spoken to any hearts, do speak with us. But don't go home tonight till you have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's close in a wee word of prayer. Do remember, if the Lord has spoken to your heart, He'd like to speak to us. We pray that you'll come and even talk to us. We'd be glad to open the Bible, show you more clearly how you can be saved. We trust tonight you'll come to Christ. Dear Lord, what a solemn text. Be sure your sin will find you out. There are people in this congregation who've lived in sin a long time. And Lord, one day they'll catch up with them. It's too late. There's no turning back. But we pray, Lord, tonight they will turn before that day comes. And they'll turn to Christ, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And Thou wilt save many tonight by Thy grace. Let none go home without the Saviour. Be with us now, and take our separate ways to our homes now in safety. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.